Welcome to the St. Michael Weekday Meditations. My name is Ken Brannan, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Easter is blessing. Once you've been transformed by God's love, you can't help but want to share that love with others. This Easter, let's learn how to bless one another by sharing the grace and love of Christ with our friends and neighbors. Joining Christians everywhere during this Easter season, we proclaim with joy, Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. A reading from Exodus, chapter 18, verses 13 through 27. The next day, Moses sat as judge for the people, while the people stood around him from morning until evening. When Moses' father-in-law saw all that he was doing for the people, he said, "What is this that you are doing for the people? Why do you sit alone while all the people stand around you from morning until evening?" Moses said to his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a dispute, they come to me and I decide between one person and another, and I make known to them the statutes and instructions of God." Moses' father-in-law said to him, "What you are doing is not good. You will surely wear yourself out, both you and these people with you. For the task is too heavy for you. You cannot do it alone. Now listen to me. I will give you counsel, and God be with you. You should represent the people before God, and you should bring their cases before God. Teach them the statutes and instructions, and make known to them the way they are to go and the things they are to do. You should also look for able men among all the people, men who fear God, are trustworthy, and hate dishonest gain. Set such men over them as officers over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Let them sit as judges for the people at all times. Let them bring every important case to you, but decide every minor case themselves. So it will be easier for you, and they will bear the burden with you. If you do this, and God so commands you, then you will be able to endure, and all these people will go to their home in peace." So Moses listened to his father-in-law and did all that he had said. Moses chose able men from all Israel and appointed them as heads over the people, as officers over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. And they judged the people at all times. Hard cases they brought to Moses, but any minor case they decided themselves. Then Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went off to his own country. Here ends the reading. If there's one thing we learn from Jesus, it's that God works through groups, not just individuals. Jesus called 12 disciples and used their strengths and weaknesses to complement one another. Jesus sent the disciples out in mission two by two, not on their own. The resurrected Jesus often appeared to the disciples in groups, not by themselves. The most dramatic demonstrations of the Holy Spirit occurred in groups who were listening to the proclamation of the gospel and moved to repentance. And much of the effectiveness of the New Testament writers flowed out of their close relationships with their traveling companions and the new churches they had established. In fact, Paul spends a great deal of time writing about the body of Christ. The body is made up of many members, each with a specific gift and function. No part of the body can say to another part of the body, "I have no need of you." The body, working together, accomplishes the will of God. This reliance on the larger community didn't start with Jesus and the New Testament writers. They were simply continuing a tradition that began long before. In today's lesson from Exodus, we find Moses learning how to rely on the gifts of others. Moses is judging every case that comes before him from morning to night, and he is exhausted. He is well connected to God, and his judgments are wise, but there is no way he can bear the burdens of the people on his own. Fortunately, his father-in-law sees the problem and sets him straight. He encourages Moses to select elders from the community to govern groups of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. These elders apply their wisdom to some cases and elevate others to Moses. In this way, Moses wasn't only saved from exhaustion, his community became strong and resilient. You may have noticed that the text refers to the elders as men. That's correct. The elders in Moses' time would have been men. But in the Episcopal Church, and at St. Michael and All Angels, we are clear that leadership is not limited to members of a certain sex. Anyone who is baptized, active in the church, and faithful in giving may be appointed and elected for leadership. As one who works with church leaders all the time, lay and ordained, I can assure you that our decisions are better and our direction is truer thanks to the contributions of a diverse group of leaders. I'll give you a small example. Once a year, we hold a staff retreat. Sometimes my office or the rector's office plans the retreat, and that can be right and good. But last year, we asked a group of staff to lead the retreat, and it was probably the best one ever. It was fun, creative, and engaged because so many bright, committed people contributed to all aspects of planning. I never could have accomplished on my own what this group was able to do. When you look around the church and see a leader exhausted, they may just need a break. However, another possibility is that they are like Moses, trying to do everything by themselves. If you know this person well and there's a strong bond of trust, encourage the person to share their burden with others. It will not only protect the individual, but it will also make the final result so much better. We're meant to walk the way of love together, not alone. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of the bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.